Florida's Brain Trust gathers in Tallahassee. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Sam Lane. Although it may not always be the case, Florida is known as the Sunshine State, and a group of statewide neuroscientists hope to give Florida another nickname, the State of Brain Research, through the Brain Project.
Florida Brain Project is a symposium that is organized by Florida-wide educational institutions. So every institution in Florida that has a neuroscience component has a representative.
That's Florida State University Professor of Biomedical Sciences, Dr. Pradeep Bide. Bide serves as the director of the Center for Brain Repair at Florida State's College of Medicine. Bide was a speaker at the inaugural Florida Brain Symposium held in Tallahassee.
My presentation was centered around transgenerational transmission, which means that, you know, what we acquire in our lives today can be transmitted to our children and their, you know, our grandchildren.
The two-day event featured neuroscientists from around the state sharing their studies dealing with brain injuries and better ways to fight against diseases such as Alzheimer's and dementia, among others.
One of the main reasons we're all here is to learn from each other. And coming to a symposium like this for just 2 days, again, people present their ongoing, you know, best work, so we can learn about that. And then every talk really tells us, you know, how we can improve our research, or we can change it, collaborate with people. So it's a great opportunity to meet and network and incorporate collaborators into our own research. Absolutely.
But perhaps the most talked about presenter at the recent Florida Brain Project Symposium was not a brain researcher at all, but a Tallahassee patient. Sandy Halperin, a retired professor from Harvard's dental school, was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's disease 4 years ago. Since then, he has become a national advocate for accelerated research on dementia.
I just want to make an impact not only here in the state of Florida with Alzheimer's research, but also importantly for the care of those with Alzheimer's and their families and caregivers. They can't be overlooked.
Halperin was the keynote speaker at the symposium. He spoke on how he continues to lobby Congress for more funding for Alzheimer's research. Halperin also gave a personal reflection of how his life has changed since being diagnosed.
I need a companion to travel with me at this point. I can't travel alone. I got scared, you know, if I'm in an airport alone and I get confused or disoriented, it's hard. Even right now, my driving is limited to about 2 miles from my home. And that can be tricky in of itself, depending on what the traffic situation is, where my brain might be at the time.
Halperin's condition isn't slowing his fight down against the disease. He has partnered with Florida State to form the Alexander Sandy Halperin DDS Alzheimer's Research Fund. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Sam Lane.